This is Ria Tregobov, and I'm reading two poems that were included in my most recent book of poetry, which is titled Live, published by Wolsack and Wynne in 2004. The first poem is called Taking It In. I called to ask you about property taxes, and you tell me about the light. Every time I call my prudent father, you tell me about the light, the way it comes in through the window and moves over the floor, over the kitchen table, how it lays hands on everything. And I listen and see you at the kitchen table in Winnipeg, the crisp blue sky a rectangle in the window. Oh, love, that gives me a window like this. Father, light. I think you are going like oak, like brandy, like dark wine. The good stuff you're made of, taking the light in. And the second poem I'd like to read is also included in Alive, and it's called Chepo, Panama, which is simply the place in Central America where the Pan-American Highway stops, stops dead. It's a small town in Panama. It's about a trip that I took through Central America a couple decades ago. Chepo, Panama. It didn't end the way we thought it would. The road, the land it drove through, which wasn't Spain, wasn't Mexico, wasn't anything we'd imagined. We coasted the Pan-American for months, from village to city to village, that big slide down mountains. The butterflies, I thought at first, were bluebirds, that big. But it wasn't what we thought we were getting. And the dust and the heat and all those little borders and their little border guards. Fingers sly in our box of cookies. We had dust and heat, rice and beans. I thought we could fill up all that emptiness with what we wanted it to be. But we got tired, got to what we discovered was the end, Panama. In that last town, in the ring, the dust, the bull was in fact a cow, and with no ritual, no dignity, the matador didn't kill anything. That afternoon we swam in the shallows of the river, looking into the thin trees that began the jungle, the Darien Gap, as if we had a question it could answer. A river full of villagers looking mildly at us. That night we slept beside the river, keeping company in that small, faithful car. It was time to go. In the darkness, I was close to blind without my lenses. I was close to blind, and when in the night something came round the half-rolled windows, I could see at first only shapes coming up around us, like our future, the one I thought we could read. Shapes moving slowly, curious, harmless, as they raised their large, mild heads to our windows and wondered at us. A herd of cattle, their white hides dark in the night, shining in that night, harmless around us, me close to blind.